Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tech Talk underway on this Saturday. It is the shortest day of the year, the winter solstice, and the days will gradually start getting longer. The first sign of spring. And by the way, if you want to talk tech, computers, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to reach out on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Doug, that is a good sign. The days are going to start getting longer.
Absolutely. This is a good time. You know, we've had pretty easy winter, though, again this year. I don't know what happened to the old-fashioned winters we used to get, but I'm kind of enjoying this. This is not so bad.
Yeah, it's been a little chilly, and we had that snow, and the roads were slick, but it looks like we're going to get a very mild week coming up. We'll have more on the weather at 3:30 today. And, Doug, we've had a reoccurring theme the last few weeks, and I just want to get back to this, that you took the time to identify some things where people can learn about scams, particularly scams online, phishing attacks, that is phishing with a PH, how people go about trying to get at your personal information, maybe get access to your computer, your financial accounts, etc. And you put some links together. And how do people get to those links so they can take some time, read an article or two, maybe watch a video?
Oh, yeah. I actually set up a separate email address, and I put it under, I think it's help.techtalk@pm.me. And it'll also go to proton.me. And it's just simple. If they send that email, it'll automatically respond. I wish it would have given me a little bit more room. There is so much information on the internet. Once people get started with this, my hope is that this will lead them down the path of discovering more. I wish I could get some more information on how to orchestrate your credit cards and how to keep track of all of the different billings. It's pretty involved. I really like your idea where you actually take and you've got a separate credit card number when you're online transaction. I think that's great. That if you're going to be doing it with a credit card, I think that's absolutely essential. My credit union, the Royal Credit Union, just does a tremendous job of watching everything. Just absolutely tremendous. They don't miss a thing. And I think that's the kind of relationship you should have with all your credit card companies. I wish you could, but it's more difficult than that. It's a big, big, big issue. It really is. Lately, there's people been sending out emails about, well, you know, I got into your computer and I've been watching your activity and, you know, you wouldn't really want me to come and tell your wife about this, but you got just craziness. And they'll ask for $1,000 right up front. We're blackmailing you, right? Just like that. I don't know how that they're going to handle this because it's not really, you're coming right out and saying I'm a criminal. So it isn't like you're being deceitful, but I probably got 5 or 10 of those in the last, several months. And another one that's big is, well, this is Medicare, and we just need you to send us your Medicare number, and then we'll verify it. No, don't do it. They're after seniors really bad with Medicare, Social Security. They take and they do the clip art, and they make the emails look good and press this link. I've gotten to the point where if I don't know where that email come from, I'm actually even leery of clicking the link lately. And I think we should be. These links, they can take you right up the right down the chain of well, now we'll plant something in your browser and it'll look up and, oh, now you gotta call them. Well, see, now if you call them, it's gonna be difficult if you get your money back because you initiated it. That's been a big scam too. So just be aware. Just keep your eyes open and be a little bit more skeptical than we used to be. I think we can get through this. I really do.
Yeah, and the key is, in all of this, is be wary of anything where they're asking you for any information whatsoever. And,
exactly.
And that would be phone numbers, et cetera. And then, of course, any emails with attachments. That's also another huge area to be very wary. You don't have to be afraid, but if someone's sending you something via email, you know who it is and you got a heads up. But if you're at all skeptical, well, I'm not sure who this is or what this is, clicking on the attachments is one you want to be very, very careful about. And once again, you and I have talked about it. They can copy and paste logos from a bank, and whoever you bank with, that's easy to do. So once again, clicking on attachments is probably the biggest warning of all. Know darn sure who you know that's coming from before you open that attachment.
Yeah, anytime you sit down at your computer and you get on the internet, just have one thought in the front of your mind. When in doubt, don't.
Right. Yeah.
If you have any question at all, don't do it.
Yep. Yeah, that's absolutely right. So, once again, we'll have that email you can send later in the program to get the links to some of this information if you want to learn more. Now remember, there's people, and this is true here. We get training all the time, and I've mentioned this before, from Odyssey on how to be safe online and what we can do to protect the network and the company. And at my other job in the printing business during the week, same thing. There are videos and there's training we go through to make sure that we're protecting not only our data, but our network at work from these phishing attacks and ultimately the bad actors. But some folks who maybe don't work in a job like that during the week or don't get that training or are retired, don't get that training. We want to make sure people are aware of all the scams and all the things the bad guys are trying to do to get in to your network. By the way, or to your computer and your personal information. By the way, the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line is open, and the number is 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And if you text, that'll come right into the studio. If you call, you'll visit with Lindsay, our producer, first, and then she'll put you through. And we'll visit with you on the air. Doug, here's a good one. It's come up from time to time. Does a MacBook Pro or a MacBook Air need virus protection software, in your opinion?
I don't think so. I think that, here again, especially with the new operating system, I really have heard no vulnerabilities. And that doesn't mean it doesn't have any, but that's really good to have this much time and nothing. That's really good. I think Apple is doing a good job of protecting that. I really don't think it's necessary. I put that right in the same category as Linux and Unix and FreeBSD. You're better off with these operating systems just to let it take care of itself. You really are. It's much, much cleaner. Much, much cleaner.
And then generally on smartphones, whether you're running an iPhone or an Android, same thing. Those devices have a lot of built-in security by design.
Indeed. And the thing is with smartphones, it really depends on what you download and install for apps. It doesn't matter if you put antivirus and anti-malware on there. If you download a bad app, you've given permission.
Yeah.
And so use some caution here. If you're not certain about the app, do some research. If you go on, says, oh, here's the developer's website, and you go to get on that website and it doesn't exist, I'd find a different app. You know, things like that, just again, common sense and be a little bit skeptical. We have to be. It's the world is changing really rapidly. And I just think that people can get through this if they just use some common sense and remember the old adage. If it's a good deal today, it'll be a good deal tomorrow. When in doubt, don't do it.
Right.
You got to take that approach.
Yeah, for sure. And a follow-up on that text, and it is an excellent text. And by the way, thanks to the person that sent it in. Is the assumption when it comes to Linux systems or Macs that there just aren't as many out there, that the vast majority of operating computers are in some version of Windows, and that the bad guys would rather just focus on, you know, the larger share? Or is it something inherent in the operating system, or is it just a numbers game?
I think it's both.
All right.
I really do. And today, there's a lot more people using Linux than what we are hearing about. Now, you know, Microsoft would have you believe that they're just the biggest and the best and there are no alternatives, and that's not the case. And I don't think that the numbers really are representative of what's real. There are massive countries that have 80% of the people running Linux and not Windows. Well, China, Russia, there's a whole bunch of them. And Linux is inherently more secure. It really is. It doesn't leave ports open and IRQs open, and everything is closed until it's requested. Once that request is done, it closes it back up. So it's a considerably different operating system all the way around. And Macs are the same way. You know, Apple has done just a tremendous job, I think, with what I could tell. I don't have a lot of experience with the new OSs, but I played a little bit. And I just think they're going in the right direction. Yes, they're a little bit restrictive. You can't just do anything you want to do with them. But when you're serving millions and millions and millions of people, you got to have some boundaries. There's just no way around it. Yeah. And smartphones, apps is the thing to watch. Really, really pay attention to what you're downloading. Do your due diligence. Research the developer. Maybe even send them a help thing. I'm thinking about getting this. And if you don't get a response, I would be leery. Give them a couple days because a lot of times they're busy, but no response, nope. If you don't have a website where you said you did, nope, not my cup of tea. We're done. And people will complain in the reviews too.
I wanted to follow up, Doug, on the apps. Stick to the main roads. If you want to get sports scores or whatever, there's apps out there. Once again, stick to the main roads. Your bank, if they offer an app, or your credit card company offer an app. My insurance company, I'm not going to name names, they offer an app where I'm able to keep all my auto insurance cards handy. So if I do get pulled over or need access to that card and that info, it's available in the app. But once again, apps are... Stick to the main roads, and you'll be all right. Be leery of anything that isn't something you're very familiar with. Another great, great point.
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, take Apple, for example. Now, a lot of people have gone out and bought an Apple Watch, seniors, for our health. Well, Apple will deliver, and it's Apple product. The apps are Apple product. Watch your meds, keep track of all of your hospitals and doctors and all of it right there. There really isn't need to get anything extra, which I think is just tremendous. If it's coming from or recommended by Apple, or it's coming from recommended from Mozilla Firefox, for example, for extensions and plugins, that's really a huge plus in my mind. It really is. If you know who you're dealing with and you trust those people, that's good. Then you can go ahead and just do your thing. But there's so many things out there that, and if you read the reviews, well, the guy scammed me, wouldn't give me back my money, I never had a run-in. That's a key time, too. Is he more interested in grabbing the buck, or is he more interested in taking care of his customers? It's huge. It tells a story. These reviews will really, really tell a story. I think it's crucial that we pay attention to that. But this is a big, big topic, and YouTube. Go to YouTube, put in senior scams. All you have to type, two words. You'd be amazed at the stuff that comes up. And a lot of it's very entertaining, so it's not going to get dry. And pay attention, and especially this time of year. A lot of transactions happening online this time of year, obviously, because of the holidays. But this time of year, the crime is increased tenfold, seriously. So it's good to keep this going, Steve. I'm glad that you brought this up again today.
Quick break. We'll come back. We have Mary and Mark waiting on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. We'll talk about iPads and camera security as well. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It is Tech Talk, and we're here Saturdays between 3 and 4. Doug Swindehart is in, and by the way, you can join the program on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. And we're going to go to the phones right out of the gate. Let's bring in Mary. Mary, you're on the air with Doug.
Hi. Say, I'm just wondering, is it safe to open up attachments from an iPad or from your telephone? That's one question. And then I also want to know, if you're paying online bills, are you better off to pay them on an iPad rather than your PC? And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. I don't want to give the impression that all attachments are bad. They're not. But if you've got an attachment, say, for example, that's a JPEG, a picture, these can be corrupted. So if you don't know where that's coming from, I would double check that first. As far as paying your bills online, even with a Windows machine, if your browser is clean, once you connect to your financial institution, you are connected through a secure link. What you do with that bank at that point actually is separate from your PC. However, it's always safer to have a more secure operating system that you're working with, whether it be Linux or Mac or Unix or FreeBSD. And there's some new operating systems coming up that are going to be some interesting competition. I think that the future is going to hold some good things. But yes, you're safer on a iPad or a Mac than you are with a PC. No question in my mind about that, unless you're running Linux on that PC. It just depends more on the operating system. Now, that said, the biggest thing we got to watch for is, are we vulnerable? And we all are to a point. But most of these big hacks, and text that talked about numbers, that's true. But they're going to go after the big companies. If they get into a big company, they may have millions of people's data. And so they're more at risk than we are as homeowners. Nonetheless, use your head, be a little skeptical. And that was a great, great, great question. Thank you so much. And have a good weekend.
Yeah, very, very good call. Outstanding stuff. And once again, we're not trying to scare people about all attachments. If you get something from your bank and you're expecting it, or you're getting something from someone you know, that is one thing. You just want to be careful. Take that extra time to carefully scan to make sure you know who it's coming from. And then as far as browsers go, quick follow-up on that. There are browsers. Safari comes on Mac equipment. You will get a browser on board with Windows. You'll have, but it's good to have multiple browsers. I don't think there's any question about that. You've been a big fan of the Brave browser, Brave.
Yep. And I think, too, that everybody should have a Brave browser. Everybody should have Firefox. And you should have some semblance of a Chrome, Chromium, or some. There's a lot of browsers. And most of them are built on the Chromium, which is open source. Now, Chrome is owned by Google. And this is it's getting better. They went through a little transition when they went public, where their browsers were being blamed for everything under the sun. And I don't think that they should have been blamed to that level. At the same time, they took their liberties pretty good, but it's a business. They're there to earn money. That's no question about it. So it's a different business today, Google is, but they're focusing more on AI. I don't know if you noticed, Steve, but the big battle with AI lately is, looks like everybody's in a big dog contest. My AI is better than yours and faster. Yeah. But Google's is unbelievable, absolutely amazing. So it is, and I'm hoping, and we're seeing some of it, but I'm hoping that we can incorporate AI to really watch our real-time things as they're being created. I think there will come a day where we will defeat this. I really believe that.
All right, let's squeeze in Mark before the weather break. Mark's been waiting. Mark, you're on the air with Doug.
Wonderful. Thanks for taking my call. Love your show.
Thank you, Mark.
A lot from it. So we have a small mom-and-pop garden center out in Chaska, and during the day we run it with the generator. We've had it for 16 years. This summer some kids got in there, shot off fire extinguishers. So we're looking for a two-camera system that we can charge during the day and then, you know, just kind of leave it up at night. Have you any idea where to start looking for something like that?
Oh, security systems have dropped in price to the point of just ridiculous. In a business, I probably would suggest that you be looking for what's called a power over Ethernet. And that way, your cameras are all closed circuits. And it's not that much more expensive. But the best place to start is just go to Amazon and put in security systems. Now, you can start with a wireless, but in the end, you're going to want to be looking towards building towards a power over Ethernet. And I've worked with a bunch of those. So if you need help with that, give me a call sometime. We'll chat on the phone, and I'm more than happy to help you.
Well, thank you so much.
All right.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, great call. Happy holidays. And by the way, we have all the news, all the weather coming up here at in just a few minutes following the break. And you can reach the program on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. But, Doug, before we break, on those security systems, there's a lot of great equipment out there that you can set up quickly, and it'll do amazing stuff where you can look in real time on these security systems. And those would be great for home use, small businesses. It is incredible how this technology has expanded.
Oh, the competition is fierce,
Steve.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you're right. You can spend as little as $300-$400 and be good to go. Now, you want to be aware of the wireless and that kind of thing. There will come a day where we will see that the Wi-Fi cameras will not accept anything lower than a Wi-Fi 6E. Right now, you can still get all the 4s and the 5s and the whole 9 yards, which is, it's good as long as you are aware of security and you keep them secure. But for most people, if you get set up for $400, and like I said to this gentleman, you could start with a wireless, and then a year down the road, add the camera, add the recorder in your office. And the fact that he's shutting down his power at night, I've seen this before. I've worked with several greenhouses. And it's really, really smart business when they do that. They're saving power and making money and doing things right. Nonetheless, they could have a small little battery backup unit that would keep these things happening and have all their cameras set up for their so they're motion activated. And it's amazing how little power they're going to take. So that we can get that thing done for them in no time at all. But the best place to start is just start reading about systems. Just go to Amazon, go to eBay, just run searches on YouTube, and people will give you their opinion on what they've done and what they've learned from what they've done and how they would do it different now that they've had it a year. That's excellent information to have.
All right, we've got to run to a break. And by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program if you want to reach out during the week. We'll have the weather momentarily here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Tech Talk continues on this Saturday, last Saturday before Christmas, and we will be back next week to close out 2024 here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Doug Swinhart is in. My name is Steve Thompson, and Lindsey Brown is our producer. And by the way, the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line is always available, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And Doug, here is a good one. I have a Windows 10 on my laptop, and I just got a message to change to Windows 11. When do I need to do that? When do you recommend it? And they went on to say, I've had you work on my computer before, so let me know what the story is.
The thing is, I wouldn't rush into this. 10 is going to continue to be supported all the way through. Well, they might change their mind, but they're talking October 25. And even after that, I don't think you really, if you got a good, clean machine and it's been stable, there's no need to rush into it. I find it interesting, too, that people are getting these, and I've gotten calls. Well, I went and I wanted to get Windows 11, and my computer don't qualify, so I guess I got to buy a new machine.
No,
you don't. No. I think that it's a little bit out of hand that the operating system is telling people when they got to buy a new computer. It's just backwards to me. It's like the tail wagging the dog. I just don't think that should be an issue ever, but that's the times we live in today. And I noticed, too, that a lot of the gaming things are starting to do this. Well, your hardware is going to expire. What? No, it's not. No. Just find another way. Don't be rushing out and buying new computers. A lot of times you'll be buying less computer and you're getting rid of, honest to God. So just watch that. I don't think it's necessary. Just enjoy your machine and you'll be just fine.
Yeah, and Doug, we talk about this often on the program, particularly with older equipment. And people need to remember there are other alternatives. If you have a machine that's running well and you like it, and the monitor, and the keyboard, and so on and so forth, and it's not doing anything funny, and it's working fine, you don't have to stay with Windows. There's no law on the books. As much as Microsoft, I'm sure, would love to have you stay with Windows forever, there is no law. There are other operating systems and other alternatives. Even for that computer you have right there, you can still operate online. You can still do everything you need to do with that computer and not be married to Windows.
No, and I don't know if you've taken a look at the new Outlook, Steve, but I got to say this, I don't want to just badmouth Microsoft, but it's hideous. It's bad. I can't imagine companies going through this transition, but Microsoft does a lot of things right. But they take their liberties and they start screwing around with things that people are used to using and require for their jobs. That's the part I think that they should put a little more emphasis on in protecting what they've already done. Just my opinion.
Yeah, and I think that is a tremendous challenge is for folks to understand that concept. I talk to people all the time that have equipment that maybe is 10, 12 years old. I really need a new computer. Well, is it working? Well, yeah, it's fine. It works great. It boots right up, but so on and so forth. There are just other alternatives and other operating systems, and people should really explore it for that older equipment. You've said it over and over. Some of this older equipment, we're not talking 20 or 25 years old, but a 10-year-old computer still has a lot of life in it.
Absolutely. And this is a complex issue. Solid state circuitry was designed in NASA to withstand the rigors of space. And when I say that, people say, well, how come I got to watch the heat and the temperature with my computer then? That's the microchips. And the day we're getting computers that they got planned obsolescence. But consider this. If you owned HP, for example, and you put out computers that are going to be around forever, passed down generation to generation to generation, how are you going to plan to feed your 1.7 million employees worldwide? It's a complex issue. It really is. At the same time, we've got a planet that needs to be kept as clean as possible. And this equipment, it's not going to go away. It's bad news for the environment. So I think we need to keep them longer. And I'd like to see the hardware people make more money when they sell them. I really would. Today, the computer industry, the entire industry is on fire. They don't really want people to panic, but the big companies especially, ASUS, Intel, you know, Intel's CEO just stepped down because of some of the controversy. They're on fire today. I don't know where it's going to come. Now, the smaller companies just jump right up and fill that gap. So I foresee good things happening right along with all of the turmoil. But keep an eye on it. It's surprising. It really is.
We're going to take another break, come back on the program. Still time to reach on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. And you can do that at 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. It is Tech Talk. We're here on a Saturday. News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk on a Saturday. Happy holidays to you and yours from all of us here. News Talk, 830-WCCO. We'll be back next Saturday. Final Saturday of the year between 3 and 4 here on News Talk 830-WCCO. All right, last-minute gift shopping. Don't make the mistake of assuming what someone wants. This is something we brought up a week ago. It's worth bringing up again if you're scrambling, trying to find a gift. Get a gift card, maybe put a note in a card. Let's go shopping. Very difficult to assume on any of this equipment. Phones, tablets, computers, especially for young people, don't guess on this stuff.
You can't say it enough, Steve. You really can't. It's nice to surprise people and see the looks on their faces and all that. But guess what? I think they're going to be even happier to know that you respect their opinion to the point where you asked them beforehand. Or another plan is, like you mentioned, the gift card. It's a wonderful situation. Yeah. I think that's really, really the answer is people got to realize that these young folks, these young adults, this is the tools of their trade. They're going to carry it and work with it every day, all day and into the night. So yeah, it's important that they get the right equipment for them. I just can't stress it enough. I'm really glad you brought that up as well.
Yeah. Super, super important. We touched on browsers again, and one of the things I wanted to get back around to, and this comes up all the time, and we get notes on it all the time, and it's one thing to have browsers, but before the end of the program, talk again about VPNs. Are they really necessary? There's a lot of marketing on VPNs right now. Do most people need that?
The thing is, Steve, is I've researched this for years, and I've got several put in place, but I don't think you should invest a lot of money in that. I think the glory days of VPN are almost over. People are having just too many issues with their streaming services, and it isn't the fault of Netflix or Comcast, Xfinity, or anybody else, Disney, Paramount, all of them. When they go out and they make these agreements to display content, these people who actually own the content that are paying them rights to display it, they set down the rules as to how much they want to charge this particular region, if this region even gets this particular subject. So they have to abide by that. It isn't that they don't want you to have a VPN. It isn't that they don't want you to have really fast service, but they have to have these things in place to protect themselves legally for contracts that they put in place. And it's all of them. Amazon Prime, every one of them. Probably the best VPN that I've worked with, honest to God, is Proton. And Proton, you can test it out for free forever. Doesn't have a trial period or anything like that. The paid version that I got with my email account, it's just wonderful. I canceled three other VPNs. There's just no need. It just runs and runs and runs and has a fraction of the problems. But with the new technology that the people, I like to call them the router gods, they're going to be using reverse DNSing a lot. And it's kind of technical to get into on the air when we don't have a lot of time. But I think that between that, I think VPN days, I think that ship has sailed. I really do.
All right. Well, Doug, this ship has sailed. We're out of time. We'll do it again next Saturday. By the way, your phone number and email, how people can reach you in the coming week.
Oh, thank you, Steve. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin, ADMIN, at WZZOTech.com. WZZOTECH.com. It's just easy as that. Stevie, thank you so much, and have a good weekend. Stay warm.
Yeah, happy holidays, Doug, to you and yours, as always.
Fantastic.
All right, there he is, Doug Swinhart, and that is Tech Talk for another Saturday. And we should remind you that all of our programs are available in podcast form at WCCRadio.com. So you can go online, download those, a lot of great evergreen material over the years. Once again, WCCO Tech Talk, and those podcasts are available at our website. Here's what we've got coming up. All the news and weather at 4. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney, and then we'll talk wild hockey with Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press. It has been a mighty struggle as of late for the Minnesota Wild. We'll get into all of that with Jess. What's going on with the home team? And then later on in the program, we'll talk Timberwolves, we'll talk Vikes, ton of college football. The college football playoffs are underway. Plus, of course, we have FCS semifinals today. The South Dakota schools are involved, South Dakota, South Dakota State, and North Dakota State. We'll get into all of it here on News Talk 830 WCCO.